Before this episode, Dailyish, I just need to mention and just draw your attention to, if you're able to help and support, and just be aware, I guess, of an accident that happened in Saskatchewan here where I live in the province. It's just a little ways outside of the city that I live. A bus that was carrying a hockey team full of players in the junior league. They'd be between 18 to 25, somewhere in there in age, and 15 of the, it was an accident, and 15 of the folks on the bus, of the 28 people on the bus, were killed, and a bunch of folks are in hospital. So a mixed, mostly players, hockey players, but also, you know, a coach, their head coach, and another coach, and statistician, and radio announcer for the team. And horrific accident. And so the province is obviously rallying around this team, and it's incredibly, it's gone around the world. Basically, there's a GoFundMe campaign that started with, you know, modest goals of, I forget what it was originally, a few hundred thousand dollars or something like that. And it's now up over, as of this recording anyways, $7 million, which has been, it's just incredible. And, but obviously there's a lot of people, a lot of families who are affected by it. And, so that money gets dispersed and doesn't erase obviously what happened, or make it any better in the short term, but will help, with ongoing expenses and not having to worry about paying for funerals and all the, just the yuck that's ahead for these families. So if you can, feel free to check out the GoFundMe campaign, and on behalf of, in as weird a way as it is, I don't have any direct connection to the families that I'm aware of, or friends. There's, you know, friends of friends of friends or whatever who know people, maybe a little bit connected, but it's still, it's something that's obviously captured the hearts and minds of people here in Saskatchewan, and like I said, around the world. So appreciate your support if you do, and just also your thoughts and prayers for all those affected. All right, on with the episode. Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, April 10th. It is currently -8, feels like -14 Celsius. I am definitely not in Mexico anymore, and I don't expect to have your sympathy, but I'm still sad and cold, so that's just the way it is. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by, of course, Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon, patreon.com/iChris, is where you can check out my the way you can support me a little more directly on Patreon. Podcasting and all that kind of stuff that I'm doing. I have visions of doing a bit more of a ongoing recap and discussions of Mexico and the trip and all that kind of stuff. But I know that if I just wait for something to arrive to be ready for that, I will never record an episode. And I'm really trying, as I mentioned before I left, trying to get onto you can hear it, a bit of a schedule, which I'm already a day behind, which I kind of knew was going to happen coming back and being overloaded with catch-up work. Not literal catch-up. Nobody at Good Stuff in the Good Stuff Discord needs to have a catch-up argument again, but catching up on work that just got pushed to the side in the last week or so when I knew I was heading home, and I was hoping to be able to get to it when I get back. So far, so good. Digging out from under the pile, and luckily didn't have to dig too much snow when we returned. Actually, not none of it really, but it's cold, colder, and it's one of those things where I don't know. Maybe when you go on vacation, you go for a week, or you go for 2 weeks, or you go for a month, like we did, or 6 weeks, or whatever. And when you're done, you're like ready to come home. And I've felt that in some places when I've been away. But generally, it's like if I'm away by myself or whatever, then I kind of have that feeling of like I'm ready to go back. But when like my whole family was down there, obviously, and then my extended family, my sisters and their kids and parents, and also parents-in-law were down there. And so it starts to feel like that's like a normal almost. And why don't we just stay here where it's warm? So, I wasn't necessarily ready to come home, but I know even talking with our kids, were kind of like, I'm ready to go back to normal life, because it is, you know, you're kind of moving around a lot. You're in sort of this weird holiday mode, but then we're doing a bit of schoolwork as well and living out of a suitcase and all that kind of stuff, which if we did it more often, like it's it was 2.5 years ago that we last did this, something like this anyways. And I think if we did it more often, I think our kids would get used to that idea, but it is just a weird kind of stress that they don't really know how to verbalize or talk through. And they do, I think at their core, they kind of like the routine of they might not like going to school every day, but they do like that routine of knowing what's coming up. And it was a month of like lots of good, fun stuff, but every couple of days, things changing, going here, going there, visiting something else, and kind of just needing a bit of like normalcy for a while, I think was definitely on the plate for our kids. And so now that we're back, and ideally you take time to like reflect and think and how to go and review and all that kind of stuff. But as life doesn't just give you a pause button, especially coming back from holidays like we did of sorts. I say of sorts because I was working there. It wasn't like a true break from work for me. And in a lot of ways it was more stressful because the computer I was using didn't work out well, isn't working out well. It's, you know, aging and not very fast anymore and had trackpad issues and all kinds of stuff. And the iPad route just was a big kind of fail, actually, to be honest. And that was stressful in its own way, just because I was feeling like stupid for having even gone down that road with spending the money and time and software and stuff like that. It can certainly work. And I don't, this isn't like throwing out the iPad as an idea, but just for what I do and how I work, it definitely wasn't the best and most efficient way of getting things done, especially when I was going to be in a situation where I wanted to get it done quickly so that I could go, you know, take my kids to the pool or go for a walk on the beach or whatever with the family and stuff like that. And instead I ended up spending a lot more time on my old laptop, which is, yeah, not super fast awesome, especially when there's slow internet too. All things that are like sucky to complain about when it's 25 degrees outside and you can go swim in the pool or whatever. But just the reality of work there was quite frustrating, way more frustrating than I thought it was going to be, actually. And that bled into the lack of recording more podcasts, to be honest, because I was already in front of the computer for 3 to 4 hours every day, plus trying to get work done, and then to then tack on a recording of a podcast that then would take hours to upload at times, just wasn't in the cards. And I didn't really want to take that extra time away from my kids when this was like sort of a once in a lifetime opportunity thing down there. So that's why there was basically 2 episodes of the podcast that I released to Patreon supporters directly initially, and then just now have published publicly. And so nothing to do with technical reasons on mics and audio side of things. The ATR 2100 USB mic that I picked up for like $70 worked great down there. Recorded well into the iPad or into the computer. All that kind of stuff worked well. But yeah, just timing of the coordinating timing of family and work and all that kind of stuff in an environment where you're trying, like there's sort of like this one half of your brain is in vacation mode and the other half is stuck in work mode, and somewhere in there is the brain part for family and stuff like that. So I think I've said stuff like that a lot in this episode, so that probably is a good sign to stop recording this episode and continue on. I want to talk about stuff like, there's more stuff, stuff like driving in Mexico and living in Mexico and the food and things like that. So hopefully that's interesting to you, and I'll try and sort of dribble that out over the next little while as I recap and use Dailyish as a way of like sort of reviewing what the trip was like and how it worked and what didn't work and stuff like that. There's that again. That's obviously an audio tick I need to get rid of. Hope you have a great day, and spring is sprunging wherever you happen to be in the world for you. It seems like maybe by this weekend, this next weekend here, it will actually start to melt more and we won't see snow as much and be able to go outside without toques and mitts. So hope that's the case for you already. And if not, hope it is soon. And have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.